Well, hello and welcome back to this conversation that we are having around All Saints Sunday in this Legacy Week here at Fraser Church. And I encourage you to go back and listen to these actually in order so that you get the flow of the conversation and the stories that we are telling. And I encourage you to come out and join us this Sunday, November 2nd, at a special time at 10:24, which speaks to Hebrews 10:24 and 25, where we are going to gather as one big church to celebrate what God has done in the lives of the saints that have been a part of the Fraser family that have gone before us. We're not going to put up on the screen perfect people.
Right.
But we are going to put up saints.
Mm-hmm.
People who have in some way invested their life to live out their faith in a way that has benefited us and been a blessing to us. And we stand on their shoulders in many ways. And that, I think, you know, gets at why we would celebrate them, why we would take, you know, even a Sunday to pause and to say, thank you, God, for these brothers and sisters that you've allowed to, in some way, directly or indirectly, come into my life. But it gets at a question, too, and that's, you know, how do we honor the saints appropriately?
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess the next question could be like, what would be too far?
Sure.
What would be too far? But how do we do that appropriately? Because we know what Hebrews 13 says,
mm-hmm.
About in Hebrews 13:7, where it says, remember your leaders who spoke to you the word of God and consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. And part of that remembering your leaders there is where there's an active remembering. It can be in a moment, it can be several moments, and it can look in, you know, many different ways. But there's this call to the church to, there needs to be some kind of mechanism to pause and remember them.
Right.
You know, so what would you say to, you know, how do we appropriately honor the saints who have gone before us?
Well, I think one of the things that is really clear, particularly you have a lot of the Old Testament where God is telling people to pause,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, put a few stones here,
yep.
to remember.
Yep.
And I think that there are just times where you pause and you say, look at what God has done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that an appropriate way of memorializing anybody who's followed Christ, you know, Paul says, you know, only follow me as I follow Christ, mm-hmm. is to look at what God did in their life.
That's right.
Not as a, hey, look how great a job they did.
Right.
But look how amazing it was that God used this person. In some cases, you may even be able to laugh if you know them well and say, mm-hmm. you know, hey, they really weren't perfect, but
yeah, yeah.
somehow God managed to use them instead. I think it's interesting, though, that, you know, you have the case of when Moses passes away. The kind of the biggest personality of the Old Testament, and they make a point so that God puts his body away such that they can't go and worship at his mm-hmm. burial site. Because I think God knows we have a tendency to overdo it.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that there is kind of a natural thing in us to want to turn what should be a guidepost into a hitching post.
Mm, yeah.
You know, those kinds of, that saying is something I try to remember in my life. There's so many times where something has become such a big part of the way that I see life now, and it's like, oh man, this is such a big thing. But being able to say, this is a guidepost, not a hitching post. I'm not attaching myself to this. I'm going to move on from it, and I'm going to remember it,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to keep moving on. And I think there is a tendency to go to that extreme sometimes. So I think it is both stopping, having those moments of remembrance of what God has done,
mm-hmm.
you know, piling up the stones,
yeah.
and saying, thank you, God,
mm-hmm.
for what you have done. And what you have done specifically in this person's life. But then also realizing that God wants us to be able to move on. And in that, remembering what we have, the hope we have in Jesus, in heaven, and in the resurrection, ultimately.
Yeah, I love that. Remember what God has done in them. And, you know, And two, since there is this great need in the world to be actually converted,
right?
You know, a part of what God has done is just that's where people's personal testimonies of their conversion is so powerful,
mm-hmm.
Because God did it again, and He does it again and again. And also, I think it's appropriate to honor those by one, remembering what it is they taught you, either in word or by example. That you got to observe, you got to see it. And I think that's where like watching one another and how we live out our faith, which goes back to the very word disciple in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be a disciple, you wanna, you know, not just we don't wanna just know what Jesus knows. You know, we wanna live the way Jesus lived. Well, thank you so much for being a part of and joining this conversation that we've been having this week. We look forward to continuing the conversation with you tomorrow.